This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing just well, thank you. I'm Laura, and I am here today with Corey Schroeder with Temple Fitness out of Crestview. And I am so excited to have you this afternoon. I am excited to hear your story. I have been into your facility, I think, one time. I'm just excited to hear more about it, how you got started, and for you to be able to share that with our listeners. So obviously this podcast is here to support local businesses and connect businesses with the community. So I'm going to let you take it away, Corey, and just start by telling us about your business.
Okay, great. Well, first off, again, thank you for letting me be on here today. It is an honor to be approached and asked to be on something like this. But yes, we're a owner operated myself and my wife. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. My wife is a Gold Star family member. Her first husband, unfortunately, was killed in action. But we're a small business owner here in our community. We own a 24/7 full gym here in Crestview, Florida.
Awesome. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So tell me about your journey. How did you guys get into owning a fitness center? What was that journey like for you?
Well, I'm an 80s baby. I was actually born in 1980. So I grew up in the generation of like the Hulk Hogans, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers, the Rambo. So I was addicted to wanting to be big and muscles one day. You know, WWE, I was a big wrestling fan growing up. So I started working out when I was young, but officially in a gym, I started working out when I was 13 years old. And in junior high school, we were allowed to go work out at the high school. We had a great weight training coach who to this day, I still call Coach Terry Wagner. And so I tell people I'm that typical meathead kid that said, one day I'm going to own my own gym. And I'm going to own my own gym. I'm going to have my dog there. I'm going to live there. And I have my dog here with me now, my English Bulldog. And I pretty much live in my gym. But yeah, I was in the Marine Corps. I got to, you know, travel all over the world, got to try out a bunch of different gyms. And so in my head, I had the idea of the gym I wanted to have one day. And while being stationed here in Crestview area, we got approached by someone who said there was an old small gym that went out of business and they were looking to sell some of their equipment. So my wife, who's unfortunately can't be here right now because she's working and running the gym right now, she's amazing and supportive as can be. We looked at each other and said, you want to take a shot at it? So we went and checked out this equipment and we said, yep, we'll start with this. We'll also take some of our savings and invest to get the rest of the stuff we need to start the gym business. And that's how it started 14 years ago. So.
14 years ago. All right. Yeah. Awesome. So how long have you lived in the Crestview area then?
So we've been a part of the Crestview community actually now 16 years, a little over 16 years, which is kind of funny because I was just telling my wife the other day, my wife's from Poland, born and raised in Poland until she was 19. Mm-hmm. She came to America. I left for the Marine Corps when I was 18 years old. I told her the other day, I said, you realize here in about 2 more years, we'll be living in this town longer than we ever in the cities that we grew up in. So,
yeah.
But yes, we've been part of this community now for 16 years.
Okay. Wow. You've seen some changes in 16 years.
Yes. Yes, I have. Good changes. I cannot complain. I really can't. It's been good changes.
I've only lived here 3 years. I live in Niceville, but I have the Crestview Living publication. And so I've learned a lot about Crestview in the last year or two since I've been doing that. And I hear people tell me, you know, about how much it's grown and hear, you know, people's stories about it. But I wasn't obviously here during that time, but it's growing so much now, it's not even going to look the same a year from now. So I can only imagine what you've seen in 16 years.
When I was a young Marine student going to my schooling, I was an EOD tech. I was on the bomb squad for the military. And I went to school many years ago in Niceville. I had an apartment there in Niceville. You didn't come up this way. It was like Crestucky, they called it. And it just was a small town.
I've heard that term.
Yes. And then fast forward many years later, 2007, I got orders back here to be an instructor at the school. We started seeing the growth in Crestview and thought it was a good place to buy a house. And then since then, obviously, with all the growth from the military, like the 7th group and whatnot, the population has grown tremendously, which has actually been a huge benefit to our business, to be honest with you.
Sure.
So we've seen a lot of growth. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Crestview, I think, is definitely the fastest growing in Okaloosa County, but maybe in this whole area of Florida. I think so. Yeah. Which, I mean, I can see why. We can't go any further south. We run into water, right? So
yes, sir. And that's why I tell a lot of people, I said, you know, we're close enough to all the good stuff like Destin, Panama City, Pensacola, where if you want to go enjoy it, it's not too far of a drive, but you're also far enough away from it where you're not in the mix of it when it gets too crazy, like spring break time and things like that. So it's a good area to live. I really think so.
Sure. And you're right there by the highway, so you can hop on, you know, 10 or something and get to other places relatively quickly. Yeah. So what can you tell our listeners, maybe anything you want to share about your business, your industry that you think maybe people don't know or don't understand, or maybe some myths or misconceptions that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, actually, I think I have two that I really would like to share. The first one being for those typical meathead guys and girls like myself growing up that said, one day I'm going to own a gym. You realize that, yes, it's your passion, but it just can't be some little thing that you just do for fun. It's a full-blown business. And my wife and I have worked and worked this business. We worked for 13 years before we hired our first employee just to keep the money in the gym, keep it growing. Now, don't get me wrong. You can't have a gym like that where it's just kind of a passion project, I call it. You won't see the growth, in my opinion, from all of my years of experience. You won't see the growth like we've been able to been blessed with over the past 14 years. And which, obviously, if I'm going to put this much effort in something, I do want to get some value out of it over the years. So now we own two commercial properties because throughout our growth, we've bought different buildings and grown. We own all of our equipment, things like that. So it's not something that you just hang out with your friends and have a place to work out. I actually get less time to work out, to be honest with you, than if I wasn't an owner of the place. So that's one misconception, in my opinion. The other one is, and this is no knock on any of these big chain gyms, but that $10 a month concept that some of these big chain gyms have out there, you got to remember those are big commercial gyms that have that big bank account to back them up. I will never be a $10 a month gym. Just to put in perspective, I just bought two pieces of gym equipment last month that cost me $10,000 just for two pieces of equipment.
Wow.
That's not including my, you know, my $4,000 or $4,200 mortgage, or in the summertime when my electric bill is $1,700. I couldn't do that. And if I charge everybody $10 a month, you would never see the growth. You would never see the equipment growing, adding more equipment, things being fixed on a timely manner, because the funds wouldn't be there to do that. So the idea of, you know, someone comes here and says, well, you know, such and such gym down the road is only $10 a month. Well, one, they have that big franchise backing to do that. Two, it's just a different mindset until you actually get behind the driver's seat and see why you can't do that.
Yeah,
as a small business owner, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a different business model altogether, but, there's definitely some benefits. Well, there's always benefits to doing business with small businesses and kind of that personal one-on-one, I know you said it's not just hanging out with your friends, but I would venture to say you've probably made a lot of friends.
Truly blessed over the years, my wife and I, with just the support from our members and the relationships we built from that. And we have built relationships where we've partnered up with 22 other local small businesses that we have exclusive discounts for our members. So to give you an example, I don't have tanning beds in my gym. I know some gyms that do that. I'm not a tanning bed business. I don't know anything about tanning beds. I could put a couple tanning beds in a closet in here and charge an extra $10 a month on your membership for unlimited tanning. I don't know if those bulbs are changed properly. I don't know if those beds are the best beds. So where I went to another local small business a mile down the road, that's a tanning bed business. And that's what they do. They have 10 different beds. They have red light therapy beds, spray tanning beds. They actually even have a beautiful boutique on the inside. And I talked with them and they offer my members 20% discount for just being a member of our gym and our gym only. Same thing for supplement stores, barbershops, salons. And it grew over the years to 22 businesses where businesses come to me now. And I can't say no, because originally the thought was fitness related businesses. But now I have window tinting, I have lawn care, I have gun stores, I have a few different food places. This goes on and on that I would never thought of in the beginning, that idea of working with these businesses. But again, 22 local small businesses. Most of the discounts are 20%, if not 15. So not only supporting us as a gym, but we're also supporting other local small businesses. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, that is businesses supporting businesses at its best.
Yes. And they're all small business and not the big franchise gyms. Yeah. And not a knock to those. Our big franchise businesses, not a knock to them. But your local small business, everybody goes to for support, sponsorships, donations. So
absolutely. Yeah. Just in the community support, like you said, sponsorships. I know moving here from a bigger city, it's been amazing to me to see just how connected the community is in both Niceville, Crestview. I have a couple clients in Fort Walton. I'm sure Fort Walton's very much the same, Destin. But it's just amazing to see the communities, how they do rally and support each other. One of the things we like to do in our magazine every month is highlight local charities. Who knew in an area this size that we would have so many local charities? We're going on, I think, our 30th or 31st issue of our one of our magazines, the first one I started here in Niceville. And we've never ran out of charities yet to highlight. And it's amazing, but that kind of goes back to the same thing you were talking about, because a lot of the, you know, these small businesses, they're the ones that chip in and support and do all that. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a blessing for over the years, because we've realized, because of the growth we had and the platform we had, we might not have an official charity, but we have different things that pop up where we could, like we just recently had a member who about 3 weeks ago, unfortunately lost everything in a house fire. And they were due to have their first child the following Monday in induced labor.
Oh, wow.
And because of our platform and the trust we've built in our community and our gym members, we're able to put something out there via social media and be a collection point for goods and clothing items and money and things like that. And we've been able to do that numerous times now over the years. And it's a blessing to be in a position that people trust you to do that, and you can help give back to others. It's all through local small business supporting each other. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. That is amazing. So outside of work, what do you and your wife like to do for fun?
You know, we're looking over these questions for this podcast, and we saw that one. We had to kind of laugh about it, because we live our business. And it goes back to, if you own a small business and you really want to be successful, you got to work. You got to work.
Yes.
And our business model is a 24/7 gym model. So there's members here all hours of the day. So that means we always kind of have to be on standby or alert. But we try now. We're actually officially empty nesters. So we're trying to get out and enjoy ourselves a little bit more. We hired our first official employee about a year ago, Katie. She's our manager, and she's been amazing, taking some of that load off our back a little bit and allowing us to get away and enjoy ourselves a little bit. I'm actually a big 80s nerd. So I'm a comic book guy. I'm an arcade guy. I don't have a man cave. I have a nerd cave. So at my house, I have 8 old school 80s arcades in there. We are a big dog family, so we always spend time. Again, I have my one bulldog here next to me, and my other one's right next to my wife in the other office. So, but we're just in the beginning stages of being empty nesters and really trying to get a chance to get out there and enjoy ourselves.
So it may still be yet to be determined what you guys like to do for fun, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, we did make a lot of times when we did stuff for fun, we had it circled around or centered around the gym. So we go out of state to visit other gyms to get ideas and stuff and try to make a vacation out of it at the same time. So,
which is fine if you enjoy that. And obviously, you have a passion for your gym. So that's okay if that's included a little bit in your fun.
Yes.
So I do have to ask. So you said arcade. Are we talking like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Galaga?
Yes. Okay. I have a 1980s one, a Japan-made Donkey Kong. I have Galaga. I have a Q-Bert. I have a Centipede. I have Smash TV. I have a 1981's tabletop Asteroid sitting in my house. Here at the gym, I don't have the original 1980s, but here at the gym, I have a variety of the newer versions, which they call Arcade 1-Up. So they're like 3-4 size. And it's so funny to look over every now and then and see your members dripping in sweat, but getting to get around a Pac-Man in, or I got NBA jams up there. And I joke that, you know, you got to exercise the mind just as much as you do the muscle. So
we had a little arcade system like that in our basement, in our game room, and before we moved, but it didn't make the move with us because we didn't have anywhere to put it. But I was also born the same year as you. So I grew up playing those games.
Sorry, Biggie's getting distracted here.
That's okay.
I'm a Marine. So the English Bulldog was a mascot for the Marine Corps. Just by chance, the Crestview High School mascot's an English Bulldog. So the entire time in our gym business, we've had an English Bulldog at our gym every day with us. So our first one was Mr. Muscles. He was my gift when I got out of the Marine Corps. He was my greatest friend, and he made a huge impact on our gym over the years. And then when he passed away at 9 years old, we got Biggie Smalls, who's my boy here. And a couple years ago, we got Pee-wee, but they played such a huge part in our gym that after Mr. Muscles passed, that we started an annual dog wash here at the gym. We use the Crestview High School JRTC kids that do the washing, And the money that we raise, half goes to their program, and the other half helps us buy an English Bulldog puppy that we donate to a wounded warrior or a family of special needs individual. And it's been such an awesome event. This May will be our fourth annual dog wash. We call it the Muscles in May Dog Wash in honor of Mr. Muscles. And it's an awesome just event to work with these JRTC kids because they're great. And then have fun all day washing dogs, seeing a bunch of variety of dogs. And then when we give away this bulldog to the recipient and the relationship they build over the next year and months and stuff, it's been a great thing. So,
yeah. Wow. That's so cool. Yeah. I'll have to learn more about that. Yes. We'll have to put that on our calendar, and I'll get with you after the podcast. We'll have to put that on our calendar or our magazine or something too. So can you describe for our viewers or tell our viewers about maybe any hardships or struggles that you've had that you think have kind of helped you become successful and helped get you to where you are in your business?
One definitely, but I'll touch on something we already touched on quickly is, the struggle of being new to the community and not knowing growing up here. So when you start a business and building that trust within the community, that was a struggle in the beginning, but like I said earlier, it's a great feeling to see that we're at that point where we can be in a position. Give you an example again, when the Ukraine attack happened, my wife's born from right there on the Ukrainian border. So her family saw all the refugees coming in. So we put a post out there and we were able to raise $10,000 to get in their hands right away and things like that. But one of the biggest struggles I definitely say we saw was when COVID happened. And in November of 2019, we bought our second location, which was our second building. It was a 12,000 square foot former Sears building, the one that I'm in now. We were going from 4,700 square foot building to this new big jump for us, which meant a big financial jump. And so I'm going to have two mortgages. I'm floating off the smaller location. And then I think in, November 2019, we'll get this building remodeled in a few months and be rocking and rolling in 2020, sometime mid 2020, will COVID happen. And being shut down for a couple months, and just to be prior to being shut down, the fear that was out there. So less people were signing up at the gym, more people were worried about things that could happen at the gym just from sweat and contact or whatnot.
Right, sure.
So keeping everybody happy up to the point that we got shut down and not knowing when we can open back up. Luckily, knock on wood, we were only shut down for 2 months. But that we were floating two mortgages off of one small location. And our membership support was amazing. And I say that because by the time we opened back up for the government allowed us to open back up, we finished the remodel. We got the doors open October of 2020. And we finished 2020 revenue ahead of 2019 just from that growth alone. But it was so scary during that time because, again, we have this huge building that we just purchased, and now we're like can't even afford to pay a mortgage on this thing if we don't have members, and things like that. So that was a big jump for us, a big event for us, and we were able to push through because of our membership support.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. I know that was a tough time for a lot of businesses. I wasn't living here at the time. We didn't move here until early 2021, but I know that I think it was pretty much everywhere. The businesses were unsure, and everybody was trying to navigate everything the best they could. And now look at you. It looks like you guys obviously made it through just fine. Like you said, you ended up beating your numbers and all of that. So that's just a true testament to the service that you offer in the community and the support that you have. So that's amazing.
Yeah. I always give, besides my wife being amazing and Katie, our manager too, she was one of the best things we could have done is hired her, but I give so much credit to our members to where we are today. And I will always give them that credit because without a single member, we couldn't keep the doors open. And to have purchased multiple buildings throughout the year, purchased hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment, it's all because of our membership support and the continued growth we have to our next big move that we're planning as well. It's all because of our members. So.
Can't do anything without loyal supporters, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So I guess, is there anything specific that you want? I mean, we did talk about like kind of the franchise and the big box, chain locations, but is there anything specific that you would like for our listeners to know specifically about your facility or maybe what makes you a little different or what might be unique? Just anything you want our listeners to know specifically about Temple Fitness?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very proud of the vibe and the atmosphere we built inside the Temple because besides going to the gym and having good equipment, you want to have fun there, feel comfortable there. I was a competitive bodybuilder. My wife was a competitive fitness competitor. We did make sure we built a gym that catered to everybody, no matter what your age or fitness level was. And we try our best to constantly put that out there. But I'm very proud of the vibe and the atmosphere we built, because we've seen so many people of just all different ages, walks of life, come together and be friends. And honestly, we hear comments here and there that, oh, that's like that serious gym. And I don't think it's that we're a serious gym. I think that people get in here, because I've seen people come in here at beginning levels of fitness, and months go by and they're just having so much fun and having a good time in the gym, plus the equipment, the atmosphere, they've gotten in really great shape. So I'm just very proud of what we've built in that realm. And I really pride ourselves in the fact that when you come here and you walk in the doors to check the gym out, because obviously if you're going to check out gyms, might as well check out all the gyms and what they have to offer. I want you to see everything you get for your money when you walk in the door. And, you know, yes, we're not a $10 a month gym, but you can see everything you get with your money. But as the months go on, I want you to be able to say, wow, I see where my money's going, because we're always adding new equipment. We're always improving the building. We're always expanding the building. You're seeing where your money goes and say, okay, that's why they're not $10 a month gym. But even though I pay maybe $30 or $40 a month, I see where that money's going, because they're constantly putting back into the gym.
Sure. Well, you get what you pay for, right? So
yes.
You want them to see the value of being a member there. How many members do you think you have now? Well, I'm sure you know.
I go by the actual paying members, because I think, you know, you could have names in your computer for people that stopped by one time or used to be a member.
Sure.
We're over, we fluctuate right now between 1,700 to 1,800 active members.
Wow.
Which isn't, and not at our highest peak, because we did have a big box gym open up a year ago, but I'm there right before that point, we're about at 1,900. But again, we're still doing very well. When we left our last building, I will never forget, we were at 745 active members. And okay. So we've been in this location 3 years now. So,
well, your building more than doubled and your business is more than doubled. So I guess it's supposed to work like that, right? Yeah, that's a lot of members.
Yes,
so congratulations on all the success and all the growth.
Well, thank you very much.
So what's the best way for people who might be interested in joining your facility, for them to reach out to you, or check out your facility? Should they get on your website? Should they check you out on social? Should they just stop by, call? What do you prefer?
So social media has been huge for us from day one. We've never done a website. I know some gyms, you go online and sign up. We prefer you come in, one, because I'm a Marine veteran, so I'm very OCD about my gym. So my rules are the same as every other gym. I just actually enforce them. Meaning, we tell you, you need to wipe everything down when you're done using it. You can't sneak people in after hours or we'll cancel your membership. You have to put the weights back when you're done using them, you know, things like that. So we don't do signups online. So we've never done a website. Plus, again, that was an additional cost where I could focus that cost inside the gym.
Sure.
So we've taken advantage of social media over the years. Facebook is Temple Fitness of NWF, stands for Of Northwest Florida. And then Instagram is Temple Fitness NWF. We're very active on those platforms. If you message those platforms, it's going to my phone or my wife's phone. And then you can always come by and check out the gym during our staffed hours, which is Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Members have 24/7 access.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate so much you joining me today. I appreciate you telling your story and sharing, you know, your business and how you got there. And I hope that our listeners, if they're just feeling the need to get in shape, it sounds like all are welcome, all shapes and sizes. So I hope that they will check it out. And I appreciate the listeners, you guys, for joining us as well. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate it, Corey. And I do hope we talk again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And again, our address is 1133 Industrial Drive, Crestview, Florida.
Okay, perfect. And I'll make sure that's on our blog as well so they can find it. So thank you so much. And I do look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.